Reformed Church.
I just want to mention something, because during praise and worship, I was thinking about it. I'm like, man, you know, that would be important to share as a side note, and maybe, I don't know, maybe I'll share this Wednesday as well, but for a couple Wednesdays, I had shared about the Lord being like our caretaker. He wants to take care of us, and, you know, again, I can't explain all that goes into that, but that's cool. It's a good truth to know. But I will say this, though. I would say 90% of Christians, and again, I don't know. I'm just pulling a number out of the air. But most people, I can say with a fairly certain degree of confidence there, that believe that God, like when they hear about God being their caretaker, they will agree with that and it will encourage them. But they will just honestly just become passive, and they really do just think that, well, you know what, I'm just going to leave it in the hands of God, and God will take care of this. But He won't. God won't take care of it. If that's how you think, God's not going to take care of your life. And, you know, to some people that may be jarring, but that's important. God's not going to take care of your life. You need to make a decision, and you control whether God takes care of your life or not. And most people are not doing what's necessary for God to be able to take care of their life. That's so important, because you will actually die saying that God will just take care of me. And people have. Plenty of people have. That is what is known as, people will call it the sovereignty of God, or God is in control. So obviously that's really what I'm talking about here. But still, regardless of what you call it, if you could call it God being your caretaker, and that doctrine will kill a person if they don't understand that we control our destiny, we control our life. And just so you know, in your life right now, God is using your life as much as He possibly can right now. Just hear me on that. God right now, in your life, is using you for His purposes as much as He possibly can. There's not like a lever that you pull, aside from just believing the Lord, that will like, oh, God's like waiting on His special timing to really like, no. Currently, right now, this very moment, His power is working through you as much as it possibly can. If you want to increase that and increase the care of God in your life, we need to learn what Jesus did, and we need to increase knowledge, and we need to stir up knowledge, and that will change the course of our life and allow God to use us more, allow His purpose to be fulfilled in our life more. And we control that. So I just want to make sure that everybody knows you're in the driver's seat when it comes to whether or not God uses you, or whether or not you see the care of God in your life. Because we can talk about rest from works here. We can talk about how it's not I that live, but Christ that lives through me. We can talk about God taking care of our life. But that does not happen automatically. And not only does it not happen automatically, we determine literally to even the tiniest percentage, we determine how much that works in our life. And that's so important, because most Christians are passively saying, God is going to take care of my life, and He will not. Like, I just want you to really, really, really hear that. God will not just take care of your life if you are just passively saying, I'm going to leave it in the Lord's hands. It's not in His hands, actually. It's not in the Lord's hands. God does not control. And again, we have teaching on the sovereignty of God, which really is kind of the catalyst for this type of teaching. It's really the doctrine behind what I'm saying right now. But I'll just leave you with this last point. You can read Proverbs 8 and 9. You can read John 10. You can read Romans 8, 6. All of those things say that the results that you get in your life, it depends on who you listen to. And I'm just not just talking about people, individuals that you listen to, but the kind of belief that you adopt. In Romans 8, 6, it talks about being spiritually minded versus carnally minded, and it says that will determine the results in your life. God is not determining the results in your life. We determine our own results in our life, and I don't think most Christians realize that. Christians look at their life, and they just assume, I don't know why God is doing this or isn't doing that. That's not how you should look at your life. It's what we are allowing or not allowing. And we, again, God is using you right now and working through as much as He possibly can currently. What you see in your life right now, and I'm not just saying what meets your eye. There's a lot of things God does that we don't even recognize. But God's power is working through you as much as He possibly can right now. But, again, getting back to the Proverbs 8 and all that in John 10, Proverbs 8 says spiritually minded or carnally minded. John 10 says the sheep can either listen to the thief or the shepherd. when it says the thief does not come except to steal, kill, and destroy, but Jesus said, I have come that they might have life and have it more abundantly or super abundantly, those results are not something the shepherd automatically does or the thief automatically does. If you read it, the reason why the sheep can have life more abundantly and not stealing, killing, and destruction is it says because they did not hear the thief. They heard the shepherd. So you have two people or two kinds of people always wanting your attention. You have the Lord wanting your attention, and he wants you to hear his voice. And you have false prophets and false teaching. And just so you know, a false prophet or a false teaching does not have to be behind a pulpit. It can be a circumstance giving you a wrong impression, and you believe your circumstance over God. It could be whatever. It could be a teacher. It could be a counselor. It could be a doctor. It could be a host of other things that you give heed to more than the Word of God. And so all these things are always competing for your attention. It could be your schedule competing for your attention. If it's not the shepherd, that's stealing, killing, and destruction. But he said, if you listen to me, you're going to have life and have it super abundantly. But the thing is, you see, the sheep get to choose that. Like, Christians do not realize that. That is 100% ball in their court as to who they choose to listen to. And the last example, and then I'll stop, is Proverbs 8 and 9, which instead of saying the thief and the shepherd, it says wisdom and folly, and it talks about wisdom. And wisdom is calling out to those that are passing by, to the simple, to come and receive understanding. And it says, the one that finds me, wisdom, finds life. So there's life with wisdom. And then it says the same thing about folly, as if personified as a woman. Folly calling out to the simple, and it says, and her guests are dead. So life and death, but you see, it's based on who you choose to listen to. Wisdom and folly is always competing for your attention. And if you will actually give heed to Jesus, that will control the results in your life. I don't think most Christians feel that they control the results in their own life. And that's a dangerous place to be, because if you're just flowing with the world and just kind of letting the world take you wherever it goes, and you just have this picture in your mind of like this granddad in the sky that's just watching over everything that happens on this earth, that is literally could not be further from the truth. God is not the granddad in the sky that's watching over your life and he's going to take care of you. That's not how it works. It's not how it works. Otherwise, if that were true, you'd have to blame God for all the rape and pillaging and stealing and killing and death and destruction and sin and disobedience and dishonor and all the stuff in the world. You have to blame him for all that. It sounds nice at church when you say God is just the caretaker and he just takes care of all of our lives. And then when a tragedy happens in the world or something bad happens in your life, you start looking at God differently. He's the caretaker. Why did he let that happen then? Because you're under the impression that, again, granddad in the sky is just going to take care of you, and that's not how God operates. We believe him. We allow him to take care of us by learning Jesus. And only when we learn Jesus, and only when we see the truth, Jesus did not say simply that it was just the Son of Man, that sets people free. He said, it's the truth that sets people free. And specifically, not just the truth, but he said that you'll know the truth, and the truth will make you free. Meaning, what does that mean if people don't know the truth? You won't live free, right? I mean, that just process of elimination there. So we need to know the truth to initially be set free. And if people don't know the truth, they will not be set free. They will not walk in the plan of God for their life. The will of God does not happen automatically in your life. But if you know the truth, you are set free. You are free indeed. But even as a believer, you need to continue to know the truth so that, as Paul says, you stand fast in your liberty. You walk in your liberty. You hold on to that liberty and begin to express that in your life. You want to walk. Listen, I promise you, I will stop with this statement. And this is literally the last statement I'm making right here. If you want God to use you more in your life, then increase your knowledge of Jesus. Okay? And put a higher priority than it is currently on the knowledge of Jesus, and God will use you more. God has sent his eyes to go to and fro throughout the earth to look for someone to use. He's using the whole world as much as they will allow him currently right now. And he's looking for somebody. So it's not a matter of asking God to use you or to work in your life more. It's let's allow him, let's give him an opening here to be able to use us, and we do that, increase our knowledge of Jesus and learn more about Jesus, or set a higher priority on those things and set your mind on those things, and God will for sure use you if you do that. If you put a priority in the knowledge of Jesus, the Bible says, in other words, if you read Mark chapter 16, that ministry and results and life will follow you, and you will not be able to escape it if you believe in the Lord. and you put a priority on that. But we control those results. I just want to throw that out at you because it's so important to realize that in context with God taking care of us and all that.
We hope you enjoyed this message from Reformed Church. If you have, please share this with someone else and help us get this uncommon truth out to the world. If you'd like to support this good news, you can do so at reformchurch.com/give. Also on our website, you can take advantage of our free messages, articles, and even full discipleship courses. Start reforming your mind now at reformchurch.com.